Thanks, Pooch. Then he smelled his hands. Good honk. I'm not sure I done myself much good on that effort. You may smell worse than the gasoline. He took my head in his hands and looked into my eyes. How do you get yourself into so much trouble, Hank? I didn't even try to answer. It was too complicated. Jake, the phony little cobbler, the bogus trip to Mogadishu. You're dumb. You was born dumb, and you've spent your whole life getting dumber. For a long throbbing moment, we stared into each other's eyes. And you know what else? I've got the same problem, like spraying myself with gas. I never learn. I do it every cotton picking time I fill up. He straightened up and rolled a kink in his back, adjusted his hat, and looked up at the sky. Then his gaze came back to me. I thumped my tail. You feel pretty bad, don't you? Yes, I did. It sure hurts when you mess up, don't it? Yes, it did. Tell you what let's do, pup. You stay down at my place for a couple of days. The scarcer you are around here, the better it'll be for everyone, especially you. Come on, let's load up. Well, sure, okay, why not? I didn't have any better offers. I ran to the pickup door and waited for him to open it. He came up behind me, shaking his head. I'll try to forgive your many sins, bozo, but I can't hack your smell in the cab. You ride in the back. Sure, fine, no problem there. Actually, I'd always preferred riding in the back, but I was just trying to be, sociable. I leaped into the back. And by the way, he didn't even have to let down the tailgate. I was so happy to have a friend and a place to go, I just flew over that rascal. As we pulled away, Drover crept out from under his gunny sack and waved goodbye. Are they gonna hang you? Not this time, Drover. I think we've worked something out. Oh, good, I'm so happy. I'm going into exile for a couple of days. Oh boy, I love eggs. Hurry back. I waved goodbye, and off we went. At that point, I sat down and prepared to enjoy the... Huh? I found myself staring right into the eyes of... someone. You'll never guess who or whom it was.